Hello, hello, welcome. Welcome to Tea Time with Effie on this beautiful day. I just want to say thank y'all to everybody for tuning in. Babies, when I tell y'all, my social media has been flooded with Halloween, spooky posts, Halloween parties that's gonna happen over the weekend, and people are just preparing for the spooky season. And I had thought to myself, Effie, it's time to go a little bit dark, baby. It's time to go a little bit dark with your podcast. So today's episode is entitled Spooky Tea, # the Halloween edition. Babies, when I tell y'all, I have had quite an encounter with some spirits and some entities in my life. Now, I don't know if it's because I maybe watch too much of The Charmed, maybe I'll be watching too much horror movies, or maybe I'm just, you know, open to it to experience, you know, because everybody doesn't get to experience, you know, hauntings and sightings. And could also be because I like watching the paranormal movies and the paranormal investigators on Travel Channel and shit like that. But I have been experiencing some spooks since I have been a little baby. Long before bitch done knew about some paranormal investigations that was playing on the telly. So like we start off every episode, whether you're laying on your bed, listening to me in your earphones, maybe you might just be in your car and you have me on surround sound, babies. You might even be in this grocery store doing your weekly or your monthly shopping. Thank you for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. I really do appreciate it, babies. Can y'all believe that this is episode 8? Episode 8, honeys. Last week's episode, oh my God. I had so much fun with that episode. Auntie Licious was, she was on point. Auntie Licious was on point last week when we were talking about you cheaters out here in these streets. Oh, babies, what I tell y'all. If I just think back to all the things that Auntie Licious had said last week about people in the bathroom eating on them bananas. They're calling me out, trying to tell me I don't eat bananas. But I told her I had my voice, babies. I had my Buddha voice. And when you meet your man, you got to say, I am done here. Auntie Licious, I know you're listening to this episode. I'm sending you all my love. And I wish I could give you a big old hug. I just want to say thank you for assisting me last week with cheating tea. This tea's on cheating. I can't remember the episode title, but it was on cheating. It was talking about cheating. I just want to say thank you, Auntie Licious. And best believe it will not be the last. Of course, if you want to do some more episodes with me, I first have to ask your permission. But I am saying that it won't be the last. Auntie Licious, we are going to have you soon. We're going to have you back soon, baby. And I can't wait for that day to happen again. A bitch has got to think up a good old topic for us to talk about. But back to today's episodes, honey. Like I said, this episode is entitled Spooky Tea, # the Halloween edition. Babies. But again, before we go into today's episode, have y'all seen the news lately? Last week, somebody on the social media was called out for cheating. On the week that I did my cheating episode, somebody was called out for cheating. Here in South Africa, I'm not going to mention the person's name. Y'all know who it is. And I didn't, you know, I was watching the video and I was so surprised. I was so surprised. But then again, like me and Auntie Alicia said last week, you ain't never know. You ain't never know. You ain't never know. And you can't just look at somebody and know that they is a cheater. Or maybe they just made one, you know, one mistake. You know, some people say, you know, like Auntie Alicia said last week, when it happens one time, you can say it's a mistake. But when it happens over and over again, baby, then you have made the decision. Then you have made the decision to go and do that. But I'm not going to talk too much on the cheating. But babies, when I tell you, when I watched that video last week, I had got it from a sister. Not Jamie, one of my other sisters. And I sent it to Jamie afterwards. And I was just like, ooh, change it, I think. You better change it, I think. Oh, my. Babies, when I tell y'all, let's get right into this tea. Get right into the spooky tea today, babies. Ooh, have mercy. Babies, now I know everybody does not believe in ghosts, paranormal, and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Demons, vampires. I don't know if vampires are real, but I know there might be some demons real because the bitch have experienced some shit in her life. Babies, I'm gonna tell y'all. Ever since I have been a young baby, you know, sometimes you're laying in your bed, right? You're sleeping. And then all of a sudden, you maybe wake up or you think that you have woken up. And this especially happens. Some people say, you know, the old wives tell, they say, don't lay on your back when you're going to sleep because that spirit, he going to jump on your chest. That motherfucker going to jump on your chest. Babies, before I've heard about this, a bitch always used to sleep on her back because it's hot. It's hot, babies. So I lay on my back. Sometimes I have my fan on. And I be sleeping. And all of a sudden, now you don't know if you is awake or if you is dreaming. But it feels so real that you can't move. So here I am, laying on my bed, laying on my back. In my bed, in the night time, and it always happens close to the witch's hour. Y'all know the witch's hour from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m. in the morning time. Babies, and I would feel something heavy on my chest. Now, science says it's sleep paralysis. Baby, that don't feel like no sleep paralysis to me. Because when that motherfucker get onto your chest and he pushes you down, baby, you scream at the top of your lungs, but ain't nothing come out of your motherfucking mouth. You might be laying in the bed next to somebody. You feel this spirit laying on your chest. You screaming. You may be trying to stretch out your arm so that you can touch the person laying next to you, trying to tell them, wake me up, take this spirit off of my body, take this nastiness off of my body. But you can't. You are motioning your body to, you know, move over to your partner and wake them up and just be like, baby, here's something laying on my chest. Here's something laying on my chest. And you can. So what do you do? What do you do in this time? Pray. That's what you got to do, babies. You got to pray. I remember there was this one time I was living with one of my exes, Kevin. Y'all remember Kevin? I had been living with him. Hold on, let a bitch have a sip of this tea. I'm having some iced tea today, baby, because it's hot in South Africa. We're getting ready for the summertime. So I be laying in bed. It's a Sunday morning. Kevin in the kitchen. He always used to cook. You know what I'm saying? So I'm laying in the bed. I hear him. You know, you hear them so far. You hear them in a far distance. Busy in the kitchen. He's busy making whatever the hell he was doing. And then, babies, I feel there's something on my chest. Something is creeping up on my chest. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, when we had moved into this house, this was the first house that we had moved into, right? When we had moved into this house, the floor, the tiles, full of blood. Not like blood, like, you know, fresh blood or anything like that, but you could just see this is some blood. We had to get some strong detergents to get the blood out. And when we had moved into this house, some crazy things started happening. Now, babies, I told y'all, I have been experiencing entity encounters and spiritual encounters for a long time, long before Kevin's time. But when we moved into this house, especially the spare room, I didn't want to sleep in that spare room. I did not want to sleep in that spare room because I knew they're going to get me. They're going to get me. I remember this one time me and Kevin was having an argument. And the argument had gone into the spare room. Babies, when I tell y'all, I stood in that room with a glass in my hand. And as we were arguing, I heard something in my spirit. Or something telling me, throw him with that water. Throw him with that water. Who is he to scream at you like this? Throw him with that water. Now, babies, y'all know we have a subconscious, you know. Your subconscious always working. Non-conscious mind always working. But this night, I knew this is not me. This is not me telling myself to throw this man with his water. Really? I said to him, baby, let's get up out of this room. Here's something in this room is crazy because when we was in that room arguing, it just became heated. It became really, really heated. You know what I'm saying? When I looked at his face, he didn't look like himself. And I was not finna deal with no entities trying to, you know, take over our bodies or whatever and cause this argument to stream out of proportion. Babies, so that house was already a problem. That house was a problem, babies. So I'm laying in the bed. Kevin is busy making Sunday lunch in the kitchen. And I feel this entity creeping up on my chest. It's creeping up on my chest. And I'm screaming, Kevin, come in here. Come in here. But ain't nothing coming out of my voice. Nothing coming out of my mouth, babies. It's like a whisper, like a soft whisper. Eventually, I mustered up enough courage or energy to, you know, what do you call it, stretch, because my shoes was next to the bed. Put my hand down the bed, picked up that shoe, and I threw that shoe against the door. And as soon as that happened, Kevin came into the house, into the room. He said, "You okay, Effie?" I said, "I'm fine. I just needed you to hear me. Couldn't you hear me? I've been screaming for your ass. I've been screaming and screaming and you ain't came." He said, "I didn't hear nothing until you had thrown the shoe." Babies, that was the first time some crazy spookiness had happened in that house. And we didn't stay there for too long. When I tell y'all, we didn't stay there for too long because it just started becoming creepier and creepier. Now, like I said earlier, I don't know if it's because of the paranormal investigations that I've been watching, but something was crazy up inside that house. I am not about that life. I cannot live with the dead. No, I cannot live with the dead. It's different when your loved ones who have passed on comes into your dreams. Maybe they want to say hello or send you a message. That's different. I welcome it. But living with the dead? Hell to the no. Hell to the no, babies. Now let me tell y'all about when I was 18 or 19 years old. Now, I always had this thing of waking up in the morning time, you know, in the night, having to go to the toilet. So I had woken up this one day. I don't know what day it was. Woken up this one day. We had a piano. My mama had bought us a piano, right? It was in the sunroom, in the dining room, in the front part of the house. So I be waking up, I got to go to the toilet. I'm thinking to myself, no, Effie, you can sleep through it. But my bladder had other plans. So a bitch eventually had to get up out of that bed. I didn't put on my room light. I just walked down the corridor to the bathroom. And babies, when I tell you, as soon as I reached the bathroom door, I looked further down the corridor, and I swear to God, I saw a little baby staring back at me, standing in front of the piano. A little girl, probably between the ages of 6 to 9 years old. She had a frizzy hairstyle. She had on a black sweater with a whole lot of holes inside of it, as if the sweater had been punctured. You know, puncture wounds or stab wounds in this sweater. And I'd be standing there before I put on the bathroom light. I'd be standing there, I'd be looking at her. And I rubbed out my eyes. And I said, Lord, if this thing ain't there, when I open my eyes, this girl's gonna be gone. So I removed my hands from my eyes, looked down the corridor, and the baby is still standing there. If I could show y'all the look that she had on her face, looking back at me, so sad, you know? It wasn't a happy baby. And I knew it was a spirit. I knew it was a spirit looking back at me. And I stood there for probably what felt like at least 2 minutes, staring at this baby, thinking to myself, this is probably just Effie, you're walking in the darkness. It's not real. But my spirit knew. I knew this is somebody calling out to me, you know? Calling out to wherever. Eventually, I had put on the bathroom light. And y'all know normally when you see a spirit or something, if you put on a light, they just disappear. No, babies. This little girl, she didn't disappear. She looked at me, bowed her head, and walked towards the kitchen, out of my view. You know what I'm saying? I went into the baby, when I tell y'all, I went into the bathroom, used the toilet, put the light off, and a bitch done ran to her room because I thought, baby, this corridor very long. That little baby who been staring at you in the darkness, if that is something crazy, it could be attacking you. You better run when you done in the ladies. Babies, when I tell y'all, I have never, I didn't feel scared on this evening. Because like I said, it was a little baby, looked like she's aged between 6 and 9, frizzy hair, as if she was walking through the rain, with a black oversized t-shirt with a whole lot of holes in it. As if a spirit had come through to me and said, help me please. So I went into my, eventually when I got into my room, got into my bed, I said a little prayer and I said, Lord, whoever that was, please just send them on their way. Show them the light, let them go on their way. And that was the first and the last time that I ever saw this little girl in the house. Now, babies, let a bitch make herself comfortable. That was the first time that I'd seen spirit in the house. Then, all of a sudden, whenever I was in the kitchen busy doing the dishes, a bitch would always see somebody peeking from around the corner of the entrance to the kitchen. Always peeking from around the corner. And I would try my best. I would try my best to see who this was. Because sometimes I would walk to that corner, look out, and there's nobody there. But when you're busy, when I was busy drying the dishes or washing the dishes, I would always see this person. And eventually, after a long time, I had seen that it was one of my grandfathers who had passed away many years ago. And he would always appear. He would always appear when I was in the kitchen alone. And my mom and my sister was in the room at the back, right? And eventually when I mustered up enough courage, I would say to him, Dada, what is wrong? Why you always stand? Do you have something to say to me? What is going on? Obviously, he wouldn't say anything to me. Whenever I would look, he would peek back out. Whenever I look away, I would see him from a side eye. I would see him from a side eye staring at me. So I had this one lady, one of our neighbors in the street, right? One of those neighbors in the street, she had, I would always go to her. She would always, you know, explain what my dreams meant and shit like that. So I would go over to her. I went over to her this one day. I said to her, Auntie Jean, I see my grandfather in the house. And my sister has seen her grandfather too. On two different occasions. You know what I'm saying? I see mine. She sees hers. The only difference is mine would just peek as if he is, you know, as if he is protecting me. And her grandfather would do the same thing. And it always used to happen in the kitchen when we're alone. Auntie Jean said, okay, Effie, you see what's going to happen is y'all have built on the house. I am going to come and make a turn there probably in the week or next week. And I will ask your mommy to show me around the house. She, okay. So eventually this one day, Auntie Jean comes to the house. She's walking through the house. She said, she told my mommy she wants to bless the house, right? So she came with the holy oils and either holy oil or holy water. I can't remember. One of the two. She came to the house, put a cross on all the doors. Put a cross on all the doors. And obviously, she and my mama got to talking, and eventually, she had left. Probably 2-3 hours later, I went around to Auntie Jean's house. She said to me, Effie, I sensed your grandfather in that house. I did sense him. However, he is not somebody, you don't need to fear him. You don't need to fear him at all. He is protecting your family from something evil in that house. I said, Auntie Jean, don't spill this tea like this. She said, yes. So speak to him when you see him. Pray to him. Give him strength because he is not there to scare you, your mama, or your sister. He is there as protection. As a guardian angel, protecting y'all from whatever is in that house. I cannot tell you what it is, but there's something dark in that house. Babies, when I tell y'all. I sat there with Auntie Jean. A few tears probably just started rolling down my face. Uncontrollable tears. Knowing that my grandfather, Dada, he's still looking after me from the other side. So, babies. Then, one of my friends, I'm going to call her Esmeralda. Esmeralda had asked my mom on this one day if she could come and clean the house every Friday or so on. My mom said, yes, it's fine, because she wasn't working, so she would come clean the house. Mama would give her some, pay her something for because Esmeralda knew how to clean. Ooh, she knew how to clean, babies. I remember it was the first time. Now, I had not told Esmeralda about Dada that was in the house. I came back from university, babies. And as I walked down the street, approaching the house, I see Esmeralda sitting under the car porch. I say, Esmeralda, why are you sitting under the car porch? She says, Effie, as soon as I finished cleaning this house, I came the hell out of this house because I saw a man. I said, who did you see? She said, Effie, I see an old man. He's wearing a green cardigan and a brown church pants. He's not scaring me, but I feel him following me as I'm busy in the house. I said, Esmeralda, that's my grandpappy. She said, what? You've seen him before? You've seen him too? I said, Esmeralda, I have seen him many a times. And Auntie Jean had told me about him too. And she said, well, I saw him. I saw him this entire day. And I knew that Esmeralda was not lying because she had explained the clothes that he was wearing to the T. So I was like, okay, so Esmeralda was alone in the house. He probably be looking after her because Auntie Jean did say that there's something crazy in that house. And he is the protection. He's the guardian angel. So I said, okay, thank you, Dada. Thank you for protecting Esmeralda while she was busy in this house. Babies, eventually, after some time, me and my sister stopped picturing Dada and her grandfather in the house. We didn't picture him anymore. But that was when things became crazy. I would be laying in my bed in the nighttime and my shoes would be flying. Now, I understand that there's some people that's very skeptical about, poltergeists or entities, whatever type of entity it might be, ghost hauntings and all of this. But I tell y'all not a word of a lie. I'm laying in my bed. My shoes would be flying. Just not far, but like, because I always used to bitch goddamn OCD. I packed my shoes in a row, right? So you would see, you would hear, I would wake up when the shoe flies. And I'd know because I put them meticulously. I don't know if that's a word. I put them there. And the shoes would fly. And I wake up when it lands. And then there was times I would see shadows in my room. Now, baby, mind you, I be sleeping in a room that is pitch black. Pitch black. How you going to see a shadow in pitch black darkness? How is that going to happen, babies? I remember this one day I woke up, went to the bathroom. When I came into the bathroom, my face was bleeding on my right cheek, right here at my cheekbone, Yeah, and my cheekbone, as if something had scratched me, and the blood had just rolled down my cheek to almost close to my chin. And I thought, what in the world is going on in this room? Anywho, used the bathroom, wiped off the blood, went back to bed. Then, the crazy thing happened. A week or two later, a bitch had gone to bed. I got into my bed. Now, at this time, the haunting or whatever was going on in my room was already very crazy. Shadows, shoes flying, bitch being scratched in her sleep, bleeding. Babies, I lay on my side because the bitch didn't want to lay on her back anymore. I lay on my side and I hear these whispers and grunts, scary grunts, babies. I can't even imitate it, but it sounded demonic. And it immediately made me think of what Auntie Gina had said to me and the fact that my grandpappy ain't there anymore. I lay in my bed and my spirit says to me, Effie, don't open your eyes. Don't open your eyes, Effie. But eventually I can't take it anymore. So I open up my eyes and lo and behold, here in front of me is hanging a rat by he or her neck as if it had committed suicide. I closed my eyes so quickly. I said, oh Lord, I prayed to Jesus. I said, Lord, here is something in my room. And at this time, my room started feeling very heavy. Heavy, heavy. My room is heavy, baby. Ooh. My room was feeling very heavy. And I say this prayer and I said, Jesus, send your white light to come and remove whatever demonic entity is in my room right now. Baby's not a word of a lie. Let me have a sip of this tea. My doll. My room door opens slightly and I see a faint light coming into my room. Babies, when I tell y'all, if I could see, then I swear to God, I would have seen a demon and an angel fighting as that angel was trying to remove this entity from my room. And it probably happened for about 30 seconds to about a minute, right? Eventually, because you could just feel it. I couldn't see anything, but I could feel there was some type of struggle going on in my room. And eventually the heaviness disappears out of my room. The faint light goes out of my room too, and my room door closes. And babies, when I tell y'all, my room had never felt so light in the longest time. And that was when I knew Auntie Jean was right. My grandpappy, he was protecting us, and when he couldn't be here anymore, this entity was trying to take over. He was trying to spook the hell out of me. Babies, from that night, I created a little prayer that I say every single night. I say this prayer every single night. I cannot go to sleep if I do not say this prayer. Babies. Entities, poltergeists, demons, angels, spooks, ghosts. They out there, babies. They out there. And if your spirit ain't strong enough to withstand, or you ain't got a guardian angel or something, pray and ask God to bring you a guardian angel. because these spooks are out to get us, babies. Thank y'all for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Oh my God. Babies, when I tell you, I'm sitting here, I'm telling y'all the stories of what had happened to me in my life, and I am scared. I'm sitting in my bed and I'm scared as hell. The sun is shining outside. I'm scared as hell. I'm going to say a prayer when I'm done recording this episode. I'm going to say a prayer when I'm done recording this episode because a bitch needs... Ooh, I need this fear to go out of me. But like I end off and start every episode, whether you're laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might be in your car and you have me on your stereo, or you might be in a grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.